were called to this Morrison supermarket just after 7:30 this morning, and they found a well-developed fire in the Morrison supermarket. At that point, the managers from the supermarket had managed to evacuate all of their staff and the public from the scene, which was really good from their perspective. Crews obviously found it very difficult initially to prevent the spread of fire through the building, and it spread to about three quarters of that building. You'll appreciate that there's a massive fire loading. There's lots of things that burn in that building, so very difficult for crews to stop that. We have now reached a point where crews have managed to get into the building and, using our drone and the thermal imaging capability that has, identified exactly where the fire is. That's enabled us to put firefighters into the building to fight the fire, and they're having making good progress and having a good effect on the fire. The level of smoke has dropped considerably in the last hour.
There is a warn and inform in place for people living and working near the supermarket.
Yeah, so a supermarket you'd expect to be in residential, commercial type area. It's a built up area, so there are buildings around that we're advising people to close their windows and doors and stay in place.
And in terms of the cause at this stage, is that clear?
So Morrison's reported to us this morning that the fire started in a cafe area, probably in a fryer that they've got in that cafe. But we're still working on the full investigation to establish the exact cause.
And in terms of the support and the crews, they're working extremely hard in quite tough conditions in there.
So, yeah, we've surrounded the building, but the crew's working inside the building. It's extremely difficult and hazardous working conditions that they're working.
And the area's been cordoned off. Local people are advised to avoid the area.
So we've cordoned the area. The supermarket is very close to a road, so we've had to close that road. So we do understand there is an impact on the public and visitors to the Folkestone area.